I was only 28, okay, and viewed with great suspicion because there were no younger stewards at that time, really. Yes, I think it does tend to be because it's retired people. Yeah. But really, I got into it by accident. My fiancé, as was then, and I came down to Knowle one day. He hadn't been there before.
Yeah.
And to my surprise, I saw a lady sitting there who I knew, and she was a lady I talked with at the time. Mm. A very formidable lady, Miss Eleanor Goldson, an admirable lady. And she also became the longest-serving steward.
Right.
And she said to me, "Would you like to do this?" So I said, "Ooh, well, yes." And then it went from there. Why I like stewarding, partly because I love history anyway, and I love this house. I think it's really fascinating. I always tell people it's not a flashy house. You won't see lots of gold and, bright colours, but it's full of interest. Yeah. There's so much to see, really. And the family is very interesting. I'm always interested in families and family trees. And I'm still overawed when I go into Knowle by its great age, when you think of trees. Some of the visitors say, oh, in those days, you think, well, when do you mean? Mm. 1400s or 1800s or whatever. And still the same family as well, I think, is a big attraction, isn't it? And the visitors like that idea. Another reason I like stewarding, you meet all sorts of people, young and old, all nationalities. Mm. And I used to be a French teacher, so I can use my French quite a bit here, which is nice. Yes.